Joanne Carlton turned 79 this month.
And I've been wanting to do this for many years.
She's brought her daughter, Jean Daniel, to StoryCorps Atlanta today.
Well, she's asked several times, I want to do the StoryCorps. I want to do StoryCorps in Atlanta now. So this was my birthday gift to her.
Are there any particular things you look forward to talking about?
The day-to-day goings-on in my mom's house as she grew up.
It was funny because I thought exactly about that. I thought, boy, there are a lot of things that Jean doesn't know. That the milkman came and put the milk in the back in a little place, and if I didn't go down there fast enough, it got frozen and came up, and I could eat that before I took the milk in. And I never told her that, you know. I mean, you just don't do it.
It'll be fun to get it down on record and have it for my kids and great-grandkids and for it to carry on.
The lights in the booth dim, and I leave Joanne and Jean to their conversation. This week, StoryCorps is urging people to do exactly what this mother-daughter pair are doing and interview their loved ones outside the StoryCorps booth. Here's Atlanta site supervisor Amanda Plum.
The National Day of Listening is a holiday that StoryCorps started. What we want people to do is to spend the day after Thanksgiving having a conversation with a loved one. Thanksgiving is a time of year where we're with our family. So why not take that time to interview them? Take an hour of the day and just ask them about their lives. And you'll be amazed by what can come from that.
StoryCorps offers an online guide to interviewing at home, including recording tips and suggested questions. However, I do have a question of my own for Amanda. I can't help but think about the fact that you are surrounded by these interviews every single day. What is it like to see people sort of coming in and out of your space each day, having had these really big conversations?
It's really neat because I think the process can be transformative for people. We've had people tell us that it brings them closer to their loved one, that they've learned something new that they never knew. One of the men said after his story aired on the radio, it just changed things. He had a situation in World War II that he had nightmares about for years and years. He never talked about it. His grandson asked him, he said, what's the thing that keeps you up at night? He told him the story. He said he's never had those bad dreams again. You know, he's just, the act of telling the story transformed his relationship to his past. I also have a job where I cry on a regular basis, which I think is unusual. But it's neat because, you know, we're talking about the things that matter most to people. They talk about loss and love and, you know, things they're proud of. And, you know, there's not that many spaces to do that. And so it is really neat that we can do that on a day-to-day basis. And I think in general, we're celebrating humanity.
It's time to check in on Joanne Carlton and Jean Daniel again. They've just finished their conversation in the StoryCorps booth.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
How was it?
Short.
The 40 minutes went by in an instant. Didn't you feel as if it was amazing? And you don't know how to tell someone how neat it is.
Is it something about just sort of having a time and a space in which your assignment is to have these? I see you nodding.
How often does anyone get to sit like this? There are no distractions. There is really just the two of us sitting across the table from each other. And now, well, I think we should go out to lunch right after this because I think we ought to get through the rest of this.
The National Day of Listening is this Friday. Kate Sweeney, WABE.